This ends Epic Strategies Unknown.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Ralph William Podcast. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Cafecito!
I'm trying to put on my coffee.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of cuts. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants cuts? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society. One cup at a time. Coffee with Bar W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
You know, the one thing that I enjoy the most about doing this is, you know, having that connection with people and being able to expand your reach. I don't know why I'm saying this, but hey, it's Friday. You get a little reflective or whatever. So why not? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is yours truly, Ralph William. Follow me on Twitter at Ralph William. Follow my internet station on X at WESN Radio. Download our mobile app on your app store. And tongue tied. Help us by joining our Patreon by going to patreon.com/WESN Radio. And what else? I think that's it. So if you have your... This is the last sip of the week, at least for you guys to hear me. So make it count. If you have your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, if you have a beer hat, you want to drink it like that, then go ahead and do so and join me in this sip of cafecito. Now that, my friend, is Zen. We are joined by, almost dropping stuff. We are joined by Mama Bear Tracy. Hey, Mama Bear, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
How's the weather up there in Canada?
Sunny. A little cool.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Why, is it raining there?
No, it's nice out here, surprisingly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice out here, surprisingly. excuse me. Sorry, doing multitasking. It's not my forte. Okay, now joining we also got Fair Use. What's up, Fair Use? Good morning.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Good morning. Happy Friday, folks.
Happy Friday. Speaking of Friday, Fair Use has a show with his partner in crime, Blunt Ninja, on Friday nights. At WESN, Epic Strategies Network, called, well, it could be Ladies Night or Gentlemen's Evening. It depends. So make sure to go check that out at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on WESN and other platforms. But that's a beautiful thing, Fair Use. Do you want to spill the beans?
Yeah.
As funny as that sounds?
Let's spill the beans. Let's spill them all. We are going to be having a Ladies Night this Friday evening, and we will make sure to cover and do justice to the one and only, the princess of pop, Britney Spears. It's Britney, bitch. Beep, beep, beep.
So what do you, yeah. So what are you going to do for the other 50 minutes?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What was that?
What are you going to do for the other 50 minutes of the show?
Well, you're going to have to tune in and find out and see what's in store.
And you heard the voice, but we don't quite leave it like that. So here you go.
If you want to stop me, you're going to have to fucking comes to wreck the day.
Cash flow.
Of course, here to throw in her two cents, Crazy Lady. Hi, Crazy Lady.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist with the Britney Spears. If you're Britney Spears, yeah. Then I'm sorry.
It's a valid point. It's a valid, you know, question, I guess. But she has that. Well, we'll find out. We will find out.
She's been doing music since 1999. So
she's got a lot of good hits.
Like 11 albums out there. So there's content. And no, it's not going to be full of ballads and love songs. We're not going to make you cry. We try to do some homework over here. And we try to bring to you guys, you know, some of the more popular songs, the not so known songs, and we try to let people know of certain artists and certain genres that may not be in their wheelhouse, or maybe it's their fan favorites, but nonetheless, we're here to entertain.
Speaking of fan favorites, like I saw this, and I know people are gonna hate this, a TikTok video a week ago. I don't know if this is a recent one or maybe an old one, but it was like a joke of a girl, a lady. Young lady telling her husband or boyfriend or whatever, can we please break up just for a couple of hours? And I was like, wait, what? Can we please break up for a couple hours? Because Taylor Swift? Put out an album, a new album, and I just want to, like, I don't know, go through it the whole 2 hours with Taylor Swift feeling like, you know, hating the world. That's a long, damn, 2 hours. Have albums ever been that long, or is it just, I never really heard a whole album.
Because all of her songs are about her ex.
Well, yeah.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, so she wanted to enjoy the music.
So is there a new Taylor Swift album that just dropped, or is that an old video? For all those Swifties.
Yes, there is a new Taylor Swift album that dropped on the 20th of April. I think it's called Dead Poets something. Dead Poets.
Oh, wow.
Dead Poets Department. Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting title. Dead Poets Department. Well, yeah. So it just brought that to my attention, talking about ballads and all that shenanigans.
Yep.
Taylor Swift, sure. All right, so let's introduce this man who needs no introduction, but gets one anyway. Oof. Morning, Steels.
It's Friday, and all I gotta say is, sup! Sup! Sup!
It's like a shot of a Bustelo in the veins.
Bustelo!
Can you do one more for Logan, please?
Okay. Logan, all I gotta say is, sup!
Sup!
Sup! Sup!
Man, I feel like I'm watching like Road Warriors, or what is those guys again?
Yeah, Legion of Doom, Road Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
So to you, morning.
No, Sato.
It was so worth it because the the grin on his face.
Yeah.
Oh my god, hilarious.
Nothing helps a sick kid like a long sup.
It's all about those little moments, man. You know, whatever makes you happy. If only a moment in time, it's all good. And then, you know, you got plenty of time to gamer rage. It's all good.
Gamer rage. When was the last time you game raged there, Fair Use?
Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while since I had a good rage. I think I'm going to say a couple years now. Yeah.
I don't think I know, like, what kind of games you were into.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was probably pre-pandemic, you know?
Wow. Yeah,
that's how far we might have been talking here. 2019, is it like, maybe?
Was it like a first-person shooter game of rage, or?
Well, I kind of gave those up even before I got to my last moment of rage because, you know, there's just something about, you know, getting repeatedly shot in the face by an 8-year-old, right? And then, you know, you go back into the lobby to regroup another game. You hear the little guy and he's talking and he sounds like, man, he sounds like he's got no parents and he was raised on a pirate ship. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just there's only so much that I can do in that moment, you know, and I figured, you know, I got to cut the cancer out. You know, so, you know, I just stopped playing those kind of games, man. But then, you know, I would go and play sports games. And then I would play sports games with my buddies. And that's even worse because that's even more competitive because you know each other and you're going to be talking smack. So, yeah, it didn't really go as like rage. It was kind of more like competitive banter.
Oh, so you made tears rage quit. Okay, that's even better.
But yeah, man, it's a young man's game out there on those consoles, on those gaming platforms. It's definitely a young men's and young ladies' game. So, hey, man, I know when to fold them, bro. You know what I'm saying? I figured this thing is too much of a time waster for me. It's a time warp. I go into this thing and I don't know when I come out and like days pass, you know, many moons have passed and things don't get done. You know, and I'm a freaking adult and I can't rely on like, you know, my sugar daddy or my sugar mama, you know what I'm saying, to like do stuff. So yeah, adulting sucks, but yeah, I'd love to be a grandfather in my, you know, 70s and 80s and playing video games, you know, it'd be great.
Fair Use, would you like to read what Blunt Ninja in the chat has to say?
Perfect. Run to your mama before I spank you.
All that
shit. Yeah, man. I like we were talking about it yesterday. Like how it's going to be in the future when the older generations now pass and go and relax and, you know, and not be so angry. And then the newer, older generation comes in and then see how they handle, like, the new technology. Like, I wonder if people that are, like, in their, maybe like us, in their 40s, you know, maybe 30s, they are going to creep up into, like, the 60s, if they're still going to be rocking, like, the video games in their later
yes,
age,
I
like,
am.
If they do retire. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I know I am.
Yeah, for the simple fact, yes, for the simple fact that it was around when we grew up, and so it's not going to be seen as like, oh, get off my lawn, kid. You know, this is your ball here. Let me stick a knife through it. It's not like that, right? You grow up with it, so you're more embracing of it. And even though you get older, yeah, maybe the technology gets more superior than when you were introduced to it, but you're still adapted to that. You're still more inclined to pick up a joystick, a controller, and play. You know, that's at least my opinion. I think as we get older, our generation, and we get into our senior citizen years, we're definitely going to have folks in our demographic that are going to be playing video games, for sure, 100%.
And I still will be playing Pac-Man. Thank you.
So, because I have elder people in my life or whatever, but they struggle sometimes with like working a tablet or a phone or for certain things, right? So I'm wondering, like, is it going to happen to us regardless whether we are up to date on technology? Like, are we still going to be struggling, or is it going to be like easy because we're moving along with the time? I don't know.
I think the learning curve is not going to be as steep. I think there's going to be easier adaptability to that, to bridge that gap for people in our generation, because we were brought up with this type of technology. You know, tapping on the screen, dragging, dropping, right, swiping left, right, whatever. You know what I mean? It's not something that they grew up with. And as you get older, traditionally, as you get older and you get more conservative in your way of thinking and your approach to life, right, because, you know, you're getting near to the end of it, you know, you care less to change things because change causes disruption. Disruption causes, hey, I'm going to upset the apple cart. You know, I got to retire. I got... You know, so you tend to kind of not change things and let them be steady. Just let it be. So I think that also contributes to it.
So as we use like tablets now, like us, all of us here, we're like used to using, you know, this sort of technology. So is that going to be like what we stick to when we get into like 20, 30 years from now? Like, or like the most we can probably use new is like a VR headset, right? Like, I don't know what else that's going to come out in like 20 years. A lot can happen in 20 years.
It's going to get smaller. It's going to get faster. You know, maybe we don't go from carrying an actual object that's so big and heavy, even though a phone, you know, compared to what it could have been back in the day, it's kind of small and not really heavy, but it's going to get smaller. You know, it's going to get, you're going to get faster access to things. You know, you're going to have more connection, more integration to other things, other devices.
You know, one thing that I did notice about your, maybe not all, not you specific, well, you specifically, but when you play video games, like I never, Jesus, what am I trying to say here? So there's different gameplays for different games. And I noticed that you like to be, like when it comes to sports games, you like to play it as like a general manager.
And oh, yeah.
Like be in the game, like doing the actual thing. Mm-hmm. Like I always thought, like, how is that entertaining for people? Like, because when I'm like wrestling, like when I used to play wrestling,
but that's me.
I want to be
the
wrestler.
That's me too. No,
yeah?
But see,
okay. So how does that make it exciting?
But the same, like Ralph, like me right now, like I have my own Fed. I've been doing this since 2011, and I have all these people that are in the Fed, and we go by storyline base. So I'm writing different storylines for everybody, and everybody starts wrestling, and everybody loves doing it that way. You know, they love the fact that I'm making these storylines up, and then everyone switches up their characters depending on the storylines and stuff like that. You know, and for me, I'd rather, that's the stuff I like doing. I like being the GM. I like doing all that. I just did one. Right now I'm only down to a few shows for it, but at one point I had like 8 different shows per se for my Fed, and I have 4 different GMs, you know, me and 3 other GMs, and then even Holly got into it because she was like, oh, I'll be GM for a show, and she started doing it for a little bit. And it was just the point of just having fun, like, you know, being that manager, being able to see what each person is, each wrestler, each, you know, thing. And like when I play baseball, I do the same thing. I just GM, and I have the teams playing. I made all my characters. I'm pretty much on the game, you know, different styles, different colors, different teams. I have like, I think it's like 100 and something teams right now. Like it's just the fun part of it. Like, I don't know.
It's a different,
like,
kind of gameplay, right? So
yeah.
Because when it comes, especially with sports, and then I would say probably like certain military games, and I'll get into that. But with sports, for example, you have the players, obviously, that play their positions, right? On the field, court, ice, etc. But then you also have the management. You also have the general managers. And these are outside of the coaches. So you have a lot of games now where you can experience the gameplay not just from a player's perspective, but maybe from a coach's perspective. Maybe you just want to call the plays, right? Some people are interested in that. maybe you want to do it from a general manager's perspective, or maybe you want to do it from the commissioner's perspective, where you manage the entire league and you manage all of the teams and all the rules and all the things that go with that. And then, you know, if you're managing your team, you do it every year by year, you're setting your budgets, you're re-signing your players, you're trading players. So you're more involved with a lot of those interactions that are going on with the player, but, you know, not from a, you know, playing on the field perspective. You're just kind of managing that front office perspective.
Yeah, I mean that sounds pretty good. I just never understood how people, because, you know, like me, when I used to play video games, I would play mostly wrestling games. So I didn't understand, like, there would be a GM mode, mm-hmm. you know, to be involved in, like, the bigger picture part of it, right?
Yeah, but, and similarly in some kind of military kind of type of games that you have out there, okay, where you can be the general and you're commanding your forces and you're strategizing and you're moving, you know, platoons and battalions this way and that way, and you're building equipment and tanks and all this and ammunitions. So there's all different kinds of games, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we say video games, it's not Call of Duty, you know, with a joystick. There's all kinds of games. And
not for nothing, Ralph, this is before video games, because, like, there's board games like Risk.
Right.
You know, and like
Dragons.
And Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, exactly. That, right. Especially like Risk. Risk is you're playing as a general or whatever, trying to get world domination. You know, like mm-hmm. you're trying to do, and you gotta figure out what part of your army is sending one way and the other way to the, you mm-hmm. know, it's
more strategic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something like, hey, I'm grabbing the controller and I'm just mashing some buttons. You know, you actually have to think and strategize. Because that means there's sometimes when you just want to grab a controller and you just want to mash buttons. And so there's games for that.
You they want to make it all about them.
Yeah, right?
What about me, Ralph?
Deals
was talking so bad.
There's games for everybody, and nowadays you have games on the mobile devices, whether it's your phone or tablet, and that's bridged the gap to a whole different demographic of users, because now, like, everybody's a gamer, you know what I mean? Even granny who's like waiting at the bus stop to go to the grocery store to hit mm-hmm. that ride to the casino, you know what I'm saying? She could be there playing Candy Crush. You know, she could be there playing solitaire. I mean,
even now they have casino game, like MGM and all that. They friggin' started that you could, you know, play games and win real money on it, you know?
That's
crazy.
You know, they can play the fake games with funny money. They could play those same casino games with real money. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why I think it lends more to, as we get older, right, since we grew up with a lot of this already, it's going to be easier for us to transition to continue using that as we get older.
Yeah, I think because I keep forgetting that there's other forms of games out there, like you said, you know, gambling games, which is real stuff. And I was more all of the line of, like, because I saw this one gentleman who is he's a vet. And he still streams, like, he's streaming right now. I don't know if he's early 60s or 50s. He's streaming now playing, you know, like war games. But mm-hmm. I mean, he's limited because, you know, he's got, you know, pain all over his body. Like, that's all he can do, you know. But he says, like, man, but when I'm in that chair playing these games or streaming, you know, me playing these, like, I think he used to be a sniper, which is what the type of roles that he plays in those games, he, that stuff goes away. So, like, he doesn't really pay attention because he's involved in the game. So that's why he was like, for that moment in time that I'm doing this, I'm not thinking about being in pain and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, like, that's not pretty nice. That's, like, refreshing and see that nowadays there's people doing that.
Think of it this way, Ralph. Like, when we used to do backyard wrestlings, and I used to be like, all right, this is the storyline, you know, okay, you know, there's Biff Q Penworthy, there's Rich R Penworthy, they're half brothers. And, you know, and then I bring in the other two brother. I have two other brothers that are in, mm-hmm. and we beat up the one guy. That's all story based. Yeah. That was all it's us, all, like, you know,
yeah.
role play. Yeah. So, and, you know, it's the same thing.
That's what a lot of these games are when it comes to that, when you're just playing a role. You know,
yeah,
when
man,
you're,
I mean,
you're fantasizing, you're building stories and things like that, character development.
Listen, so they took away, away GM mode from WWE game. They took it away literally for 1 year. Okay. Wow. They took it away last year. They didn't have it last year. And people fought so much that they brought it back this year.
Wow.
You know,
that's interesting.
Popular feature.
Yeah, exactly. And it's my GM mode. And it's like, you get to play, you know, as a GM, you can play. So, you know, the one guy, Xavier Woods, he has his own YouTube channel, and him and, Tyler Breeze, they play my GM mode. One runs Raw, the other one runs SmackDown, and they go up against each other to who does the better show and whoever has the better pay-per-view. And then at the end of the year, when they finish a whole year type thing, they, whoever had the most better shows and whatever type thing goes like that. I think they make a bet or whatever, you know, and it's, you know, they both try to make the best show possible, and it's, you know, trading, it's doing different things. And, you know, for me, like I run it with my friends, and, you know, I just, like I said, I do GMs by myself. I don't use my GM mode when I'm playing with my friends, but when I'm by myself, I do my GM mode as well. But just the fact that everybody creates their own character, and pretty much like I'm running storylines on them and doing everything, and people love it. This one guy, he's about 35, but he's a little, I don't want to say slow, but a little,
well, you already said it, so that's
I know. I know. I'm just trying to be politically correct, peace, but
yeah.
But so, and you know, he plays with us, and his characters are all weird names, right? And he made up this one girl, her name was Cold Cake, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna hook her up, and I'm kind of made her like a Gen Z type girl that you know, twerks and does this and that and da da da. And he started winning his matches, and I brought her up, and everyone was like, yo, this is the story of the Fed. And I wound up having him with the girl be the main event for one of our pay-per-views. And I had people saying that I had there for me to, what is it called, stream it. And they were like, oh, stream it. And I'm like, well, let them know, because, you know, I'm not in the match. I said, let them know. And they streamed it, and they had like about 50 people watching the stream, because they just wanted to see this girl, you know, win, you know. And it was a cool idea, you know, and he appreciated it so much, because, you know, he knows like his characters are weird and everything like that, but, you know, just the fact of the storyline, you know.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. And like it's, how do you say, inclusive, I guess is the way. So it's yeah. good. I like it. So yeah, like, then, just, I mean, if there's anybody out there where, like, where can they catch any of that, any of your, anything about your Fed? Unless you want to put that out there.
No, I mean, it's just on Xbox right now. We really don't. Like I said, they only stream sometimes, the guys. Yeah, but, you know, just look up FWA stuff, guys, and, you know, that's on, my Fed.
On the Xbox? Or?
Yep, Xbox One.
Okay, all right. So I was asking, for now. So I was asking, whatever you want to call this computer, about people in their like 60s or whatever playing video games. So this is what I got back. Hopefully it gives me some accurate information.
Certainly. Let's explore the fascinating world of video games among older adults. In recent years, video gaming has transcended generational boundaries, becoming a beloved pastime for people of all ages. Here's what the data tells us about video game engagement among 60-year-olds and beyond. U.S. Video Gamers by Age Group, 2022. During a 2022 survey, it was found that 36% of video game players still come from the 18 to 34 age demographic. Interestingly, 6% of gamers are 65 years and older, carat 1 carat. AARP Insights. AARP, American Association of Retired Persons, conducted surveys to understand gaming trends among older adults. In 2019, 44% of Americans aged 50 and above enjoyed video games at least once a month, up from 38% in 2016-2, kissy face. For the 60 to 69 age group, gameplay grew from 41% in 2016 to 44% in 2019-2. Pew Research Center. According to Pew, 23% of respondents aged 65 and older reported playing games 4. While the majority of gamers still fall within the younger age brackets, it's heartwarming to see older adults embracing the joy of gaming. Whether it's solving puzzles, exploring virtual worlds, or competing with friends, video games offer a delightful escape for people of all ages. Remember, age is just a number, and the pixelated adventures await anyone willing to press that start button.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, you gotta remember, they got Mahjong, yeah. They got, like, you know, Solitaire, they got Dominoes, they got, you know, games like that that they can play with, you know, other people too online, you know, Scrabble, Monopoly now, like, you know, and this is like a lot of these older people, that's what they play. They play those type of games, you know, Candy Crush and stuff like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's true, man. Because when you're in your later stages, like, what else can you do? Like, I'm just waiting for the time where we get up there and all we have to do is, well, I don't know, maybe a couple of years, but all we need to do is like wear a VR headset and that's it. We're in like our own little world where no matter where we want to be, you know.
Yeah,
and it makes things a lot easier instead of, you know, trying to work a controller or maybe play some cards.
I honestly feel that VR is not going to be as big as people make it be right now.
Really?
I feel like VR
people
is
still
like,
want to be in the actual areas.
Yeah, exactly. Like, VR will be, like I'm saying, like video gaming, I can see it. But the point of just like having that like remote in your hands and, you know, mashing away type thing, you know, whatever. I feel like that's a little bit more, like people want that a little bit more, like that, taking that aggression out. With VR, people are not going to be able to take that aggression out per se. And like I say, like going to these places, I mean, I understand, like if you're spending how much of the VR thing is, you know, that much.
Now it's like, I think it's like $500, $300, yeah, something like that.
So $500, you can buy a freaking plane ticket to somewhere, you know, like just go there for real.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying like I like for me, like I don't have VR, but like I've played with it and it's I get it. It's a little, you get the emotion sometimes, but I don't want to. Oh, I'm in Rome, you know. Oh my God, I went to Rome. Yeah. Oh, you went to Rome. Yeah. My VR. I'm like, no, it's not the same.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not the same, and it's still fresh, so it's not going to be, you know, top tier or whatever. But I'm sure in like, I don't even want to say 20 years, maybe like in 5 or maybe even less, mm-hmm. there's going to be like even more advanced VRs. The thing is like, because I notice it in the elders near around me, that it gets to be more difficult for them to go places or do things. You know what I'm saying? So even though you don't get the full experience, but maybe, you know, visually you can get that feeling like you're doing something. And even,
I don't know, man.
And even like you have a little circle you can walk around. Like, it's not like you have to sit in one spot, you know?
No, I don't know that, but
I don't know how it is now.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little, you know, whatever, you're moving around or whatever, but still, yeah. Like the, like I said, like the pleasure of just being someplace instead of the, I mean, I understand what you're saying, like some people won't, don't have the opportunity to do stuff like that and maybe can't walk or whatever, but I feel like spending $500 on a VR set. And oh yeah! Like I said, you know, it's kind of like, well, it's $500. I could buy a ticket to go there. You know,
You could have bought a ticket, but that's once. With a VR headset, you can go several times. But nah, yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But there's more elaborate VR. Like I've seen this girl on TikTok who I don't know how she does her setup. It looks pretty cool, but she wears like it has half the screen her doing, you know, whatever the game is. Yeah. And the other half of the screen, it just shows like whatever she's looking at. Or is it the other way around? I don't, it doesn't matter. But
yeah.
Like there's some physical games like Saber, whatever the hell it's called. You just like hearing the music and it's kind of like Guitar Hero, but for VR.
Yeah. I know. That you mash the buttons. Or yeah. I mean, not the mash, but the blocks or whatever.
Yeah. You mash those little note blocks, but.
Yeah.
But you know, I get it. It's just gonna be more advanced, and they got other ones where you just like you have to put. I mean, we got the commercial ones that, like the Meta ones, like the Facebook ones. But there's like other ones that are a little more elaborate that you need like a pretty good computer, like to use it.
Like I said, I did one that it was like a roller coaster and, you know, stuff like that. And it was cool. Like, you know, I jumped at parts, you know, I get it, but it's like, I just feel, like I said, I just feel that, like, I don't hear a lot of people talking about VR, like video gaming type thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
it like, especially too crazy.
Yeah. Like, but like I said, it's more because I think the price wise, like I don't hear like a lot of Gen Z kids, you know, I don't hear them talking about, you know, VR in a lot. I honestly don't, like, you know, and I talk to my wife's students and stuff like that. She teaches a lot of them and, you know, and she even
is it says because of the price tag? Is it because like it's too expensive?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's that, you know, maybe it's just the price tag right now, you know, who knows? But remember Nintendo, we used to have the pad to do track and field and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
wow,
we had the power glove, you know, we had the power glove to do boxing, and we had a lot of the gun for Duck Hunt. We had that type of stuff, and it kind of was kind of went away because it was more like nobody wanted to do that type of stuff, you know? Nobody wanted to be there running on the pad, you know? It's like, no, I'd rather mash the buttons, you know? It was cool back then, but it was just a niche.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, not now, right? Because I got other things more important.
What's up, Mr. B?
But hey, Mr. Bean, but I would like to pick up at least a newer consumer VR, not like those computer ones, but just, I think Meta got a new one, the Oculus 2 or whatever, but when it's more affordable, just to, you know, because I always liked the, you know, going out, walking into nature and stuff like that. And they have situations where you can be on a treadmill and actually like walk around in nature using the headset, and it's like you're, you know, making the exercise a little more enjoyable. Like, and I'm not stagnant in a gym or in a room or whatever, you know. So in that sense, I guess it might be useful. I don't know. It depends on how long you can.
Oh, and like I said, and I can see them using for medical as well. Like, you know, like, you know, the ones that are learning to walk, put the VR set so they look like they're actually walking outside, you know, they may be able, and I get it, you know, and I get it. Like you said, it's just, I feel it's more like a niche.
Yep.
I feel niche. It's more of a niche, like I said, because it's what's going to wind up happening is either the price tag is way too much and people are going to be like, nah, you know, I'm not paying that for that. Because, I mean, buying a whole new system for video gaming, it's, you know, it's the same thing. It's like $500 to buy a whole new system. And then, you know, but you can play all these other, you know, things or whatever. It's just, I don't know. I just feel that button mashing, that, you know, that thing is just a little bit more. And, but who knows? Like I said, who knows? But
yeah. And your daughter, who does like so many activities, like I think sitting down on a playing video games is the last thing that she'll do, right? Oh. Like she's already used to doing, so like, out actually doing stuff.
Yeah. So no, but even that, like she plays video games too, and but it's like she rather play on her pad, you know, video games, and that's it. Like she doesn't even want to do like my video games, like, you know, like button mashing. She'd rather just be on the pad and swiping and playing games like that.
You know? Yeah, that's a whole nother different thing, man. The different mechanics, like there's certain, like you said, swiping and pressing is a lot different than how we did with joysticks. And like, I just remembered GP man in the chat was mentioning the last game he played was, I think he said Nintendo 64, No Mercy WCW or WWE. And I downloaded, there's an emulator now for Apple iPads and iPhones or whatever. And I downloaded it for the iPad, and I downloaded WCW versus NWO that used to be on Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. Was it in WCW? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
NWO. Yeah. But, and it brought like some nostalgia, man. But obviously I needed a controller because pressing it on, I'm not used to pressing buttons, you know, on an iPad or whatever, as if you were using a controller, right? Like the mechanics are different. I'm not used to it, but you know, those kind of games, you know, I still enjoy doing. I might have to download it again.
Listen, maybe Ralph, my daughter constantly will come to me and be like, oh, dad, here, try this, you know, and I'm there. And I'm like, it annoys me. It gets to me because I'm like, just the swiping and stuff like that. So I literally downloaded, like she was playing Fortnite and she was like, oh, dad, can you download it on your game? So I'm like, all right. So I downloaded it on the Xbox, and it's a little bit easier for me on the Xbox because I can do it with the controller, you know. But she didn't like it. You know, she didn't like it with the controller. She's like, she goes, no, it's not the same. She'd rather do the swiping and moving the character by herself. And
that's weird.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that's how I think we're going to be when we get older. Like there's probably going to be some new age stuff, but we're going to be still used to button mashing, like you said.
Yeah. 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 And that's where I see the disconnect. That's going to be like, I feel like that's our disconnect. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's we like that physical button mashing, you know, like this, they like the swiping and doing like this. I mean, when I play Pokemon, like when you do the battles, you got to be like swiping and doing all this.
On your phone
on the Xbox. Phone. Okay. On the phone. Yeah, you know, and I'm playing Pokemon Go and I'm doing, you know, I'm swiping when I do my battles, and it gets annoying to me that I'd be like, I don't even want to do battles. I'm like, I don't want to do it. And right. My friends are always like, you know, the ones that game with me, play with me, they're like, oh, you know, just you'll get used to it. And I'm like, I know how to do it. It's just, it annoys me. Like, I don't want to be there. I'd rather be there button mashing and fighting and switching up. It's just easier for me that way. But like I said, like my daughter loves that. You know, she loves swiping and doing everything. It's just easier for her. Yeah. Mama Bear, how about Logan? Does he prefer swiping or button mashing?
I don't know, man. I know he plays, like I could never do this. Like there's PC gamers that play video games like just pressing buttons on the keyboard. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, how the hell do you guys do that? I can't do that. I need a controller. But I think that's how he plays, Logan.
Yeah, he plays on the computer.
So, yeah, so when we play what's the name of the game? Three-on-three basketball. That's what I'm trying to remember, what the hell the name of it. So 3-on-3 basketball. So it's cross-gen. So you could do all it. So it plays anybody on the Xbox, anybody on PlayStation, anybody on a computer can play. And every time we play against somebody on the computer, we're like, oh, we're going to lose. Because we know, like, it's just they have a little bit more. They're more advanced because they're moving their, you know, they're hitting the buttons. They know how to do it. So it's way harder to play against somebody on the computer, even though we have the joysticks and we're bushing, button mashing and stuff like that.
But if he plays the Nintendo Switch, he plays, if he played on the TV, he uses, I'll say joystick.
The two little joysticks, yeah.
Well, no, he's got one that's just for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't.
Oh, like a controller.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. No, Bailey uses the two little things for the Switch, and I'm like, I can't. Like, she has Smash Brothers, and I to this day I haven't beat her in Smash Brothers because I can't. I don't know how to use the little controllers like that.
Yeah, I can't.
Neither
play
do
that
I. Game. I just hit all the buttons. I just like if I'm playing with him and he's using
no. But if I had a controller, controller. I can guarantee you I can do it. She wouldn't beat me. No problem. But the fact that like I'm using that thing, even like with the Wii, like I hated the Wii. Like I played with it for a little bit and it's just one stick. And, you know, like I could do sports games. Like I could play tennis. I could do all that stuff. But like if I had to do like, you know, like Smash Brothers or something like that, I hated it because it's not the button mashing, you know?
Yeah. I always wonder how it was with Nick. What kind of games did you used to play, Nick? Was it like Horseshoe? Well, what did you do? What kind of games did you play back in the day?
Oh, is he older? Is that why you're saying that?
Did you used to play Horseshoes with the real horseshoes? I did
not. Yeah, did you used to like, take the horseshoe out the horses?
And he said yes.
Yes.
What's up, 4Q? Did you play Goose Duck?
What is that? A dyslexic version? What is it?
No. For us, it's Duck Duck Goose, but in Canada, they have more geese, so it's Goose Duck.
I thought it was Moose Duck or something.
Moose Duck. That's even better. Yes.
Do you remember those? The yellow and red things that you used to throw in the ground and had the circle. And then they changed the metal because...
Wasn't that horseshoe? Oh, no, I don't know. No.
But it was metal, and I guess people used to get hurt or some people got killed or whatever, so they ended up making it all plastic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's talking about lawn darts.
What? Oh, lawn darts? Oh, yeah. Lawn darts. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
What's up, Mr.
A?
Hobo. It had the metal.
Hobo chilling, Ralph is chilling. What more can I say? Top billing.
What's up, Hobo?
What were you saying, Mr. A?
Said I'll bust that ass in some horseshoes.
Perfect.
So I played horseshoes a while back, and I played with real horseshoes, and it was kind of interesting. I've never played with the lawn darts. I know about it, but I've never played with it.
And they used to play that all the time at my parents' campground. Like when we first went there, we would do the horseshoes because we had a horseshoe pit behind our tent. And then they started playing the darts, and I mean, they would go and play it like maybe for money or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my dad was really good at that.
see, we're Spanish, so it was more playing dominoes.
Dominoes or
three horseshoe pits at a park where I grew up at. The old men used to play every Sunday.
Yeah.
Go down there and hustle for their money. Start playing money. And now that's how I got into playing cornhole, because everybody that shot horseshoes throws cornhole bags now.
Yeah.
Man.
But I remember playing like hide and go seek and tag and freeze tag and stuff like that, like, you know, as well, Nick B.
Yeah. Dominoes. It was a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Domino mother slammed the board.
Yeah. Well, the Puerto Ricans would say copy cool, but you know.
You play what?
I used to play
Puerto Rican capicu.
No, capicu is a specific thing.
And slammed the board so that everything went everywhere, so you didn't know if I won or not.
You don't. That's when you don't win,
a whole thing to say. to do.
When you win, it's not a capicu. Capicu is when you win and the two numbers match. So if there's like a 2 on the other side and a 6 on the other side, and your last domino is the 6-2, that's a capicu.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a Puerto Rican thing. They just say that every time you freaking win. Uh-huh.
No. No.
I didn't play too much dominoes.
I got Logan some dominoes at Christmas.
My dad and his brothers all have trophies and stuff like that for playing dominoes when they were younger.
Wow.
Yeah, they and my grandfather, whoo, I guarantee you will never, ever, ever win with my grandfather.
Did you?
No, he didn't. He knew how to read the board. Like, he knew from the first domino that you played, he pretty much knew what everyone had.
Nice.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He's like the Rain Man of dominoes.
Yeah, but it was like, so he grew up and there was like these four guys that grew up with him and they all played the same. And my grandfather won like thousands and thousands of dollars, like playing dominoes and stuff with these guys. And they went to tournaments in New York and playing against Cubans and, you know, just winning all the time. And then so he taught my dad and them, and they went and started, you know, going to New York and winning trophies and money and stuff like that.
Nick B says he'll play him.
He can't play no more. He's dead. But, you know, yeah. I get you.
I'm sure he's up there playing.
Yeah. He's up there playing. He's
oh, yeah.
Counting the board. God dang. Exactly.
He's up there, you know, playing with all those other domino players.
Yeah, he's right. Playing with Pond, probably.
Vegas, we got to get our own little thing, little spades game going in a room or something.
Oh, my God.
Spades.
Wow.
Yeah, I teach you how to play spades.